Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrow taking you through this Tuesday morning in rainy Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week we bring in our good friend Floyd Reese, former Titans general manager and host of Jared and the GM and on the afternoons here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Floyd, what's going on, my man?
You know, just trying to stay dry.
Yeah, all of us. We got a little break from it last week for like 4 or 5 days in a row of like sunshine. I didn't really know what to do with myself.
That's right.
So, Floyd, we were kind of talking about, you know, this year's draft, obviously, in the NFL is going to be very different. It's scheduled to take place on April 23rd through the 25th, but not in Las Vegas, as was originally planned. If you're an NFL general manager right now and you're kind of planning to go through this draft process off-site, kind of remotely, in a much different setup than we're used to having, what's kind of your approach? How would you approach this draft specifically if you're a general manager in today's NFL?
You know, it's going to be different. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We don't know exactly how much. We know that, you're going to be in a unique setting. You're going to have to virtually try to take a draft room and move it to wherever it is you're going, and to be able to carry on the draft with a limited number of people. When they first started talking about this, I envisioned them trying to make you carry on the draft with each guy in his own individual home or office or wherever it may be. And that really bothered me. I mean, I knew that would be really, really tough. Being that they're going to let you have a limited number of people in your area, wherever that is, makes it much, much better. So you can have your head coach, or you can have your director of player personnel, or you can have a scout or two, or whatever it is you think you need to carry on the draft in a different location. And, having been through this a little bit when we relocated to Nashville and we're trying to carry on the draft in a set of trailers, you always are concerned about the unexpected, which, you know, in our case was a thunderstorm. And all of a sudden the power goes out and you decide you're going to locate in a big, nice hotel someplace, and have an area all set off for you and isolated and whatever else. Well, if the power goes off in that hotel, I mean, where are you then? You know, now you're like we were on cell phones trying to take care of a draft. So, you always worry about crazy things like that you don't, you anticipate them, but you know the chances are very, very small until they happen to you.
Yeah, it makes me think about, for your career, Floyd, from the time you switched from coaching to personnel with the Oilers through your time as a GM, how much did the draft rooms change? I mean, was it basically the same every year, or did you see that evolve over those years?
Oh, no, it's evolved, and it's really come into something that's pretty sophisticated. You know, I can remember the first couple of draft rooms I was in, and having a room set off, but, on the wall you would have maybe, I don't know, 50 names and limited area and limited number of people. And the reasons that you made decisions were far different. And I think that, it's evolved to the point now where, the inside of the draft rooms are all digital and you can literally change names or change positions or eliminate cards or add cards at the drop of a hat. You push a button, boom, the whole wall changes. So there are a lot of things that they've done that have really, really helped and gotten you to the point that, we've said before, this is far from a science. This is kind of a educated dice game. And you're trying to make the best decisions you can, when you roll the seven and it's your turn. And yet we know that from the number of mistakes that are made, that it's a ways away from a science.
former Titans general manager and host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, on the line with us. Floyd, obviously a lot's happened so far with the Titans this offseason, maybe a lot still to happen in free agency. You know, Logan Ryan's still out there, Clowney's still out there, Conklin gone, Jarrell Casey gone. So we understand there's still more pieces to this puzzle, but right now, how would you approach the 29th overall pick as the roster stands today?
You know, it's going to – when you're picking at 29, you always go in and you say to yourself, okay, I would love to be able to pluck this guy or this position. And yet at 29, you know the chances of that are not really high. And so what you do, you know, I always felt like when we were drafting that far down that you go in there and you're almost forced into taking the best player, whoever that best player is. I'm a believer in, you know, if you don't take the best player, the 29th best player, whoever that may be, if you don't take that guy and you say, okay, I need a, you know, rush guy, and you go ahead and pick a guy that's at 39 or 49, well, what's happened is not only have you lessened the value of your spot, but now there are another 10 or however many guys, you know, that you just passed that you're going to have to play against that are, according to your board, all better than the guy you drafted. And so in the long run, if you make a living out of trying to do that, pretty soon your roster is not up to par with those teams that, you know, that were able to pluck the better players. So you're almost forced into saying, okay, whoever the best guy is, short of a quarterback, you know, you say, I've got to take him, whether it's a guard or a safety or, you know, whatever it is, maybe not a need, but it's, you know, by far the best player. That's the way you go.
And obviously, Floyd, there's a long way to go here. There are signings to come and, of course, draft picks to come. But at this point, I mean, are you concerned about the, you know, the upfront situation on defense with Casey gone and now Austin Johnson gone?
I am from a depth standpoint. You know, I think we have to feel pretty good about the guys that are there. Now you worry about, you know, the part that always gets you when you lose a quality player. And let's take the right tackle, for example, in our situation. You know, God forbid last year if Jack went down, well, Kelly would jump in there. And you felt good about that. You know, he's not Jack, but he's still a solid guy. Well, if you don't make adjustments, then this year Kelly's a starting right tackle. And now if Kelly goes down, you're to your fourth tackle now. You know, instead of saying, okay, my backup is fine, well, you're saying, yeah, my backup is fine, but what about the fourth guy? And I think the value of the position and the quality of the position drops off dramatically. So you have to worry about that, and I think that's what they probably have to worry about, you know, on the defensive front. You think, okay, Simmons is going to be in there, and he's going to be great. Well, God forbid he pulls a hamstring and misses a week and a half or 2 weeks. Now who's the backup, you know? And if that guy goes down, well, who's the guy behind him? And so the depth really drops off dramatically and really has an impact on your success.
Floyd, yesterday here at ESPN 102.5 The Game, we came out with the Nashville's Best Sports Bracket involving some athletes over the last 30 years, and 2 1 seeds in the bracket were Steve McNair and Eddie George. I think a lot of Titans fans have known how special of players those two specifically were. You were around those guys. What about their leadership kind of separated Steve McNair and Eddie George from the rest of the pack?
Yeah, I mean, they were special guys, and special in different ways. You know, their personalities and the way they did things was not the same, and yet they got done what they both needed to do, and everybody saw it. You know, Eddie was, I mean, just a work crazy, you know, do it all on a meticulous routine, and, you know, he lifted weights the same time every week, and you know, all the things that go into that. McNair was, you know, a little bit more easygoing. You know, before the game, it was nothing, and he did it about every game. He'd find a little quiet spot someplace, curl up, and have a nap. And everybody else is getting themselves ready. Yet when they went on the field, when it came time to performing, you were talking about the same guy. They just got there a little bit different. So I always thought it was healthy from our standpoint, because it gave the locker room a little bit of a unique character. You know, everybody in the locker room understood who these guys were. And there were some guys that would, you know, look at Steve and say, okay, I can do that, and feel good about it. And then the other guys, you know, wanted that routine that Eddie was on all the time. So, you know, I thought it was, they, even though they were different, I thought it gave us a little bit of, I don't know, something that the guys could talk about. Different guys could follow, you know, one or the other, and still end up in the place you wanted, which was, when it came to Sunday, they were ready to play, and ready to play pretty well.
Yeah, we're going to get into this, you know, Nashville sports bracket, of course, Floyd. Do you? I don't know if you've been able to look at it. If you have any, you know, you have any beefs anyone that you thought should have been on here, or any seeding issues. I mean, we're gonna be dissecting this.
Yeah, and I really haven't studied it. We talked about it yesterday for a minute. You know, I think as we get into this a little bit, you know, we'll probably all jump into that a little more. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's a good idea. You know, it's never quite the way you want it. You know, you can, because you see guys differently, you've worked with them, you know who they are, what they are, and in your mind, you'd say, oh, no, those guys have to flip, or how do you even compare those two? And yet, I think when it's all said and done, it'll all work out, and it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be great fun.
Former Titans GM and host of Jared and the GM in the Afternoons, Floyd Reese, has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Floyd, thanks as always, man, for joining us, and have a good rest of your day. We'll see you at 2 o'clock.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Floyd.
Absolutely. Joe, when we come back, I want to get into a little bit of what Floyd talked about right there in terms of the NFL draft and how general managers should approach it, and teams should approach it this year in what's going to be a much different draft situation than normal. That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.